I'm Acadia Einstein. And this is the Strangeful Things Game Show!
Go. Will you come back to me?
And that's a mess. What are these?
Strangeful Things.
Well, all right. Hello, fell companions.
Hello.
Fell contestants.
Yeah.
Because you're all contestants. This is the very, very first ever Strangeful Things game show. I'm Acadia Einstein. I am here with, from left to right, Battling B. Nevin. What? Christy the Crumpler Stevens.
Yes.
And Jen, jerk off all over your face until you go home crying, Martinelli.
Come on!
Oh what? God. That's the meanest one.
That's so rude.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that's harder to fit on your little name tag thing, but still, exactly. It's pretty intimidating.
Jesus.
We call it not fit on a hat. We call it JJ for sure. Short.
Yes,
JJ.
Yes.
JJ. Thanks.
We're going to be doing this not, you know, we're not going to just call, oh, once a month we're going to do the game show, but we're going to do it regularly. We're building towards something. And I'm going to announce it now so that everybody that listens to Strangeful Things can get ready for it. And I guess tell their friends, except if they tell their friends, technically that might be hurting their chance. That's going to fall apart. Well, listen. Episode 22 of season 2, we are going to do the Strangeful Things game show, but it is going to not have the Fell Companions as the contestants. The fans are going to be the contestants, and one of them is going to win a big fat prizeola of actual Do-Re-Mi, not fucking beat up Bitcoin or whatever Cramsey uses to buy vehicles with. And that'll be another story you'll probably hear on Waiting for the Train, but she uses made-up money to buy old cars that are going to fall apart, and then that's why she'll say that she can't do the show later because she's late because her car's broken down in the middle of Ass Scratch, Florida. So
wait, I have a question. Wait, I have a question.
Sure.
Are you broadcasting this?
You mean this particular one?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know how.
Okay, carry on.
Like, I mean, it would have been good, but I think we'll do a mid-season one where we broadcast it because this was one of the things
we need
that
to figure it out.
Couldn't really practice, so yeah.
Baby steps. Okay. We don't want to embarrass ourselves too bad, so we need to cut out our wrong answers.
We'll just embarrass ourselves audibly this time.
Yes,
there's no need to, you know, go all whole hog about it. So here's how the game works. There are on the board.
There are how many questions?
There are
20.
Four categories.
Okay.
And the questions range in point value from 5 to 20.
All right.
Ooh.
All right.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're going to play until all 20 questions are gone. Mm-hmm. Whoever has the most points at the end wins and can extract whatever type of, like, I don't know, punishment or forfeit from the two losers that they want.
Well, that's disturbing.
So basically, Jen, if you win, you can be like, oh, guess what, Christy? You have to, I don't know, do some fucking dumb chore or something. It would be great if Tina the Tongue Wrangler was here because she could physically, like, say, oh, no, you have to do tongues for a week.
Wait, are you playing too, but you have all the answers?
No, I'm not playing. What do you think?
He's
I'm
not eligible.
I'm an important businessman. I did all the work already.
Okay, there were too many questions in there. Okay. Do I think you're dumb sometimes?
Yes. The second one is
I'm not playing.
I'm getting questions. Therefore,
he's playing Bob Barker.
Right.
Grackles can make me do anything.
He's playing Alex Trebek.
Oh.
Yes.
Your mother's a whore. I'll take swords for 1,000.
That's what your mother said, Trebek. So, I'm going to show you, if I can manage to not fuck up Google Hangouts, I'm going to show you the board.
Tiffy. Okay.
Please let me pick which screen. Are we
talking Jeopardy or are we talking Wheel of Fortune quality?
It's very Jeopardy-ish.
Don't pick the screen with your porn on it.
Now, I was gonna say.
I have no other kinds of screens.
Okay, so you have to click on Acadia's thing so it doesn't change.
Killers.
Weird diseases.
I'll take Acadia has weird diseases for $1,000.
You don't take anything yet. I'm not done telling you the rules. So what I've shown to the fellow contestants, everybody out there in Strangeful Things land, is the board has 5 questions per category. The categories are killers, weird diseases, subject matter experts, and unsolved mysteries. And there are 2 5-point questions, 2 10-point questions, and a 20-point question. Now, there will be a little bit of strategy involved in the game.
Okay.
Because if you answer any 3 of the questions in a category correctly, then you can get the 20-point question and nobody else can buzz in except for you. So you either get it or you don't get it.
Do I need to?
What?
Do I need to have a buzzer?
No. Oh, don't worry. I've covered that.
Oh.
You'll see. So essentially, you can pick. You can't pick the 20-point question.
Okay.
When it's your turn, you can't say, I'll take weird diseases for 20 points because that's going to be the bonus question. If nobody gets 3.
Yeah.
In that category, then we'll do it as a normal question.
But the answer is always Acadia.
So. No. No, because the question aren't always who's the awesomest. So,
okay.
Now.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do the categories have anything to do with past episodes?
They do not. But after I'm done reading them, ooh, I think you're going to think, well, these are all going to have something to do with future episodes.
Dun, dun, dun!
So.
Interesting.
Since we don't have buzzers, and since I can't rely on anything as far as technology is concerned, here's how it's going to happen. I drew according to the letters in your name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jen,
yes.
When you want to do the answer,
yes,
you're gonna have to say Jiffy Pop.
Okay, I'm writing it down because I'm pretty sure I'll forget. Okay,
now yeah, Christy,
I have a piece of pen and paper.
If you want to answer,
you're gonna
have to say Cumberbatch.
Okay,
and Britt, since your name begins with B,
fuck my life,
you're gonna have to say booby butt. Now, I'll be able to hear who did it first, etc. And since your name begins with B, Britt, you're going to be able to go first. So you do not have to wait until I'm done reading the question. If you ring in, then you get to answer. If I say you're wrong, then either of the other players can, you know, then ring in and try to get it. And the time limit's going to be, don't be a dickhead. It's only supposed to be an hour show.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Got it.
So I guess, does anybody have any questions?
Okay. Nope. So my ring in is booby butt?
Yeah, booby butt. Okay. You got to practice saying it fast.
Or you could just sigh dramatically.
Yeah, yeah. If sigh was the buzzing, then it would just be everybody constantly buzzing in all the time.
Yeah, I'd be like minus.
Yeah, right.
Minus.
You'd be like Burt Reynolds. Yeah, that's a funny name. Yeah, Ted Ferguson.
Oh my gosh.
So the board is yours. The only thing you can't pick are any 20-point questions, but everything else is up for grabs.
Bnev.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah, booby butt. I'm sorry,
I missed that point. Well, I can't. I can barely see the screen.
No, click on his name and it'll stay at the top.
And it will stay up.
I did click on you, and it's like small now.
Well, hold on, let me see if I can embiggen it. Hold on.
Don't need to see
I'll make it bigger. Talk dirty or something. Jesus, help me out.
Jeez, oh my god.
Okay, so I'll take killer. Can I anything but 20? Right.
Anything but 20.
I'll take killers for 10.
Killers for 10. All right. Our first killers for 10 points question is: as a masochist, the murderer Albert Fish would stick needles in or through his
eyes. Oh,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
His scrotum?
That is correct. That is 10 points. Wow.
Yeah, I'm not proud of that knowledge.
No, but you know what? This is the only time where you get to be proud of that knowledge.
Acadia, you wrote 10 in the winner instead of Christy.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Remember, well, you saw me. I took the pill on camera, so you all kind of
said I took it. He's a little off.
So tonight, I totally was in Jeopardy mode, and I forgot that it was multiple choice, so I'm sorry.
But it's a game. You don't have to be sorry. What's the matter with you?
Okay, carry
I'm the nice one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, pick. The bar is so low for that, though.
I know. Okay, so I get to pick now?
Yep.
All right, I will take Unsolved Mysteries for 10.
Unsolved Mysteries for 10. All right, that gives us 2-2-2. The Voynich manuscript was written 500 years ago and is lavishly illustrated and written. But in all this time, nobody has been able to divulge its secrets because A, it's booby-trapped in a way that cannot be disarmed. B, it cannot be exposed to light. C, it is not written in any known language.
Booby
or D,
butch, it is, or whatever. What the hell's my name? Booby bleh.
I need an official entry.
What's my name?
Booby butt.
Booby butt.
All right, go.
The language thing.
You are correct. The Voynich manuscript is written.
It has to go poopies.
Okay.
All right.
Bonus information.
What do I get for that bonus round?
You get a poop,
and now we
I guess.
Come to a commercial break.
We'll be right back after these messages and a big fat dump from Cena.
After these poops.
Yes, the Voynich manuscript is an eternal mystery. It has been broken down, they think, into things that were appropriate at the time: alchemy, botany, science, biology. There are incredible illustrations all throughout the book, including some of plants that nobody actually knows what plants they are. They don't exist. And it is written in what has to be some kind of cipher, because nobody has been able to determine what the hell it says, but they have done computer analysis of it, and they say it is a natural language. It's not just a bunch of gibberish.
Yeah, it's actually very, very interesting. And it's beautiful. Crazy. It's beautifully illustrated.
It's an amazing, amazing thing. It's episode worthy.
I just want to point out, Acadia, that you now have nothing written down for who won things.
Oh, because I have a bunch of different papers that I'm
okay.
going
Are you
by
taking
here.
Care of
one
it?
Of them
Are you
has
taking
the,
care of it?
All right, so there we go.
Sweet.
Britt got that right, and when she comes back from Poop Central,
But I'd like to take these few minutes while we have a bit of a break to remind everybody that this game show and everything we do here at Superficial Gallery and Strangeful Things and Waiting for the Train is supported 100% by me and not 100% by me, because some of it by listeners like you. Thanks to Patreon. That's patreon.com/Acadia. And since now we are a super official company of companiness, I will be opening the books
to the
squad so that they can see just how much money I've been pouring down this goddamn sorrow hole for the last 15 years.
A sorrow hole. Wow.
Such a great noun.
That's fantastic.
So we are planning a lot of things for this year, and we're hoping that we're going to be able to get a little help for them. We are going to definitely do the booth at that show in Cherry Hill, Monster Mania. We're hoping to sell some stuff. Trying to cut a side deal with what's her face? And I can't think of her name right now just because I took a pill. Sherilyn, the model.
Oh, yeah.
If we can get her to be in the booth and take a cut of her selling 8x10s of herself.
Yeah.
That's lucrative. Good.
Yeah.
And I also want to do a few other things. I don't like the term merch because I don't think, while our t-shirts are going to be pretty cool, I don't think they're going to be really burning up the things. My joint is making things that you would actually be happy to have in your home, and then when somebody inspects them closely, will look at you funny.
Yeah, that's perfect. Excellent. B-Nev is shooting herself in the head actively. Just
how'd that go?
Everyone aware.
Well, the poop went very well, actually, as well as poops can go.
Right.
However, Caroline gave her pink Build-A-Bear to Panda, the Doberman.
Of course she did.
And Panda really liked it and ripped off his arm.
Oh. Yep. As they do.
Right.
Right.
So then we had a mini crisis.
Wow.
Understood.
Lots of tears.
There's a cat. Look, kitty. There's Captain.
This is how he helps me. And he's sitting in the gallery cigar box.
Nice.
Aww, whenever I'm up here, this is where he is.
Very nice.
It's very nice.
So now I'm going to go back to sharing.
I just have to reiterate for the last time that, or for another time, that Acadia's camera has the resolution of a cell phone from 2001.
Right. And guess what? I spend all my money on everything. Someday I'll.
Guys, if you want a better, more high definition image of Acadia in his luchador mask when we do live shows, then you should give us money, and then you can get all the scary detail.
Patreon.com/Acadia.
I don't necessarily think that's going to be a big draw, but hey, we'll give it a try.
You never know.
If you want to give more money to have me get a worse camera, that's also on the table.
That's fine too.
There we go. I don't know if you can get worse than the Commodore 64, but we can.
That's really good. Boy, you guys got one thing to make a joke about and about 6 months to come up with them. You can really fucking do a tight 2 minutes on it, can't you? Just bang, bang, bang. All right.
God. All right.
Now, Booby Butt, you have control of the board. You are tied with Christy at 10.
Woo-hoo! Okay, let's take Unsolved Mysteries for 10.
Number 10. All right. And this one is Göbekli Tepe in Turkey is thought by many. Oh, by the way, there was one other thing, and I'm going to say it right now. Yes. Everybody, let me see your hands, because I don't trust Christy for shit. She'll be Googling shit. No, this is a Google thing. No. So
I'm good at this. This is what I do. Yeah, well, like,
if I hear any keyboards, I swear. Yeah, all right. Göbekli Tepe in Turkey is thought by many to be the oldest temple. Captain just deleted the question. in the world.
No, that's a bad question.
Though nobody knows how it was built. Göbekli Tepe predates the pyramids by 1,000 years, 3,500 years, 5,000 years, or 6,500 years?
Cumberbatch.
Go.
D.
That is correct.
Yay!
Göbekli Temple, Tepe in Turkey, is 6,500 years older than the pyramids.
That's bananas.
It is That's bananas.
Older by a factor of they may start have to rethinking how we evolved.
Right. Wow.
Because they have no idea how any of that went down.
Yeah.
Also, another good potential episode topic. Okay, and now control the board goes to Cumberbatch.
Okay, let's do weird diseases for 10.
All right.
What is Acadia?
Wait, write my name down.
Yeah, put her. Give her credit for her question.
I did. Oh, I did it on the wrong paper.
My point.
God damn it! I got a lot going on.
get it together, Trebek. Get it together.
Okay, just
weird diseases for 10.
Weird diseases for 10. Someone suffering from the disease pica would be very likely to be caught eating A, their fingernails, B,
Jiffy
carrion.
Pop.
Go.
Jiffy Pop. Their hair. Oh, damn it! Are you serious? Fuck! Okay, go.
C, clay, or D, feces.
Cumberbatch.
Oh.
Go ahead.
C, clay.
You are right. It was
seriously?
Clay.
I can't remember my freaking name.
It's booby butt. Come on.
Write it down, Bina. Write it down.
With a B word.
Gosh, or something. I don't know. Damn it,
clay.
I play.
Just use bitch.
No, because that's not three syllables. I'm trying to be fair. I really put a lot of thought into this.
I can't think of my name. Booby butt?
Yes. Booby butt is
booby butt.
Fuck my life.
That is not your name.
That's three
Just
syllables.
So you know a little bit more about Pika, because I, you know, try to edify as well as you know,
you
entertain. Pika essentially is you eat a bunch of weird stuff because you want to try and get the minerals out of it, and none of it is food, and none of it is even close to food. It's like, I eat paper towels. It's kind of like a lot of the people from that My Strange Addiction show have Pika.
They used to eat the drywall and shit.
Yep,
yeah.
100%.
I was afraid my puppy had it because she likes to chew on rocks.
And obviously, your cord chomping son also probably has a little bit of a touch of it.
Either that, or he's definitely going to be a smoker.
Oh.
Or he's going to be a sweet sound mixing dude.
Or that. Maybe he'll be a sweet sound mixing dude.
One of those things is going to be true.
Or a superhero.
There's definitely nothing else.
Today or something.
Right. Alright, so now that's Christy. So now Christy has 30 points. Britt has 10, and Jen has nothing. I'm just going to refer to you by your actual names. Jiffy Pop has none, Booby Butt has 10, and Cumberbatch has 30.
God damn it.
But there is still plenty of time, and nobody has come close to running a category yet, so those 20-point questions are still out there, and that's where you come back.
Oh, that's all right.
We'll see.
So you're up there, Cumberbatch.
Let's do killers for 10.
Killers for 10.
Killer.
Which of these killers did not kill anyone in the state of Florida?
Oh.
Eileen Wuornos. Ted Bundy, Otis Toole, or Ed Gein?
Booby Butt.
Go.
Ed Gein.
You are correct. Ed
Gein
was from Wisconsin.
Nice.
Damn it.
Booby Butt's back.
Otis Toole was the companion of, now I can't think of his name, Henry Lee Lucas.
Okay.
One of the most horrible
people who
ever lived.
I don't know who that
is. We'll be doing a thing on him pretty soon too, probably.
So in a way, you kind of lied when I asked if any of these questions had anything to do with our past episodes, because we had a pretty extensive
serial killer
on Gein.
Yeah, he wasn't the focus of the episode, but yeah, he was definitely
still
mentioned. But yeah, you are correct. You are correct. Interesting. So yes, I guess yes. The way I would term that is so I lied.
If you really want to win the trivia, you have to listen to the show.
Yep.
That's true.
That is definitely true for the big fan episode. So now you have control of the board again.
What? All right, let's do Unsolved Mysteries for 5.
Unsolved Mysteries for 5.
Let's and then hopefully see. We'll go move to the 20.
Mm-hmm.
This is fished out.
In 1997, a phantom sound was recorded by the National Oceanographic Association of America. Yes?
The bloop?
Fuck. Yep, she's right.
God damn it! What the hell? Clearly, my not believing in anything thing is not helping me, because I don't know any of this shit. I have no idea what's going on. I haven't heard of any of this. I don't even know the killers. I'm like, who? I don't know.
Yeah, if this was real Jeopardy, we'd probably all be getting schooled by Jenny from the Block right now. Yeah. But like twisted Jeopardy, so she's like lost in the sauce. She's like, I don't even fucking know. Yeah. The feminism category.
Yeah.
I'll punch Trump in the eyeball.
Yeah, where are those?
Susan B. Anthony.
That's right.
Right? Patriarchy.
Yeah. Mansplaining.
Oh my God.
So Jesus. As of right now, Cumberbatch has 35. Booby Butt has 20. Yes, and Jen, so you know, the bloop is this really, really long, drawn-out, crazy sound that nobody can attribute to anything. There are some people that think...
Like how long? When you say really long?
It's like 2 minutes of bloop. It's like super slow motion. Like, it's crazy.
It starts low and like kind of like rises in pitch and everything. And they said that it's... It definitely has aspects of an organic sound, like that came from nature. Like it doesn't sound like an oil well or something like that, but it does not sound like a whale, and they cannot identify what it was.
Weird. It's wicked weird, kid.
Wicked weird.
Wicked.
All right. So
sorry, Acadia.
Carry on.
Yep, well, I'm just doing a little score thing, 10, 20. Okay. You're going to cut this out to 35.
Well, stop. How am I going to know?
Now listen to the show!
I don't... This is the problem, you dumbass. I don't have time to edit it if I have to slowly listen through the whole goddamn show, because then it takes me at least an hour just to go through it once, plus all the time to edit it. So that's why I don't like to have to fix it a lot, you fucker. Well, anyway, I wrote down... I wrote down the minute. Yes.
Love you.
We better get this continued for now. You got me for 10 more minutes.
Because I don't have a day job. Yes. If we have an episode that needs like severe editing, I can probably do it and send it back to you.
What do you mean 10 more minutes, Britt?
It's 9:20 and I have clients at 9 a.m. and I have to be there at 8:30.
Busted.
Yeah, okay, go. Whatever. You're a grown-ass woman. Just be tired. Go. We're almost done.
No, I have a long day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just Saturday, go.
This day. You got 10 minutes. Speed round.
Oh, my gosh.
Go. Ready, go.
Go. Killers. Go
ahead, wait. You got my you gave her my points.
Yeah, you've got the points fucked up. Who are you, Alex Trebek? Your mother's a whore.
Are you like doing, what are you doing? Are you trying to do formulas and shit? Like, what's going on here?
Oh, I'm not doing any goddamn formulas. No, she had two correct answers.
Spreadsheet I've ever seen in my life.
Which one did she just, did I just give her? The Unsolved Mysteries one?
You have on,
yes.
You have 35 points, and on J, you have 20 points, and it's vice versa.
Yeah, no, your names were correct over in the winner column, but you've got the point total backwards.
My God, where is Pat Sajak when you need fucking man? Can I buy a vowel?
Cumberbatch.
Yes.
Cumberbatch, go.
You're up.
Unsolved Mysteries for 5, Bob.
Unsolved Mysteries for 5. Alrighty. This person was found dead in Australia and has never been identified. Adelaide Mann, Tamam Shud, Beach Pete, or Sydney Doe?
Booby Butt.
Go.
C.
That is incorrect. It is not Beach Pete.
Cumberbatch.
Jiffy Pop.
Go ahead.
A.
Incorrect. It is not Adelaide.
Jiffy Pop. Jiffy Pop. I don't know which one to pick. Sydney Doe.
Yeah.
Incorrect. It is
Adelaide. Wait, he was found in Australia?
It is an incredibly crazy story.
It was in Australia.
Yep, it was 100% in Australia.
This is going to be an episode.
Yeah, that might be a two-parter, actually. It's in a crazy, crazy story.
What's the answer?
Tamam Shud is how the guy is called, and they found him.
Who made up that name?
All the labels had been cut out of his clothing. Like all the manufacturer's labels and stuff like that. There's so much craziness about that.
Yeah. And Tamam Shud
got it right.
Tamam Shud comes from like a piece of paper that he had in his pocket, and that's all that was written on it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Once again, my lack of knowledge.
Jiffy Pop, I'm going to give you the board.
Ooh. Okay. Weird diseases for 10.
Weird diseases for 10. All right. 2-2-2. Fibrodysplasia ossificans progressiva, also known as living statue syndrome, causes its victims to grow extra A, limbs, B, bones, C, muscles, or D, cartilage.
Cumberbatch.
Go ahead.
Bones.
You are correct.
Damn it.
Wow.
Oh, motherfucker.
It is a horrible fucking disease where you grow
bones
and they grow really, really fast so that like another bone will grow on top of two of your ribs so that you have like kind of weird armor plate, which sounds kind of cool like you're an X-Man, but then in another instance, you'll hold your arm the wrong way for too long and a bone will fuse your wrist to your radius and all of a sudden you can't straighten your hand out anymore.
Yeah, it's awful.
All I could picture as soon as you started with the description was like the guy who looks like he's got trees for arms, and
yep. It's not a thing you want to get. I don't know how you would prevent it, but whatever. So it's Cumberbatch,
you don't catch it from
you
like...
have 2 out of the 3, out of the 5 rather.
Weird
disease answers. So if you get a third, that means you get the 20-point question all to yourself.
Damn it.
Let's do weird diseases for 5.
Alrighty.
She also has 2 of the unsolved mysteries.
Yep.
Damn it.
Which of these diseases is real? A. Persistent sexual arousal syndrome. B, persistent weeping syndrome. C, persistent bowel movement syndrome.
Oh my God.
Or D, persistent laughing syndrome.
Booby botch.
Booby botch. I'll give it to you. Whatever.
What's booby botch? C.
C is incorrect.
Jiffy pop, Jiffy pop.
Go for it.
The laughing one.
Incorrect.
Oh my God!
Cumberbatch.
Go for it.
B.
That's what B picked.
Wait, what was B? Picked?
B was persistent weeping syndrome.
Oh, that's not what I meant then.
It was the sexual arousal one?
No, the whatever was not the sexual arousal one.
That was
persistent
A.
Sexual arousal syndrome is characterized by unrelenting, persistent, and intrusive genital arousal, which has nothing to do with sexual desire. It can affect anyone, irrespective of age or gender, and is so distressful and embarrassing that people with this condition often turn suicidal.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, people.
So whatever the other one was.
Was your guess. So nobody got that one.
But nobody got that one. That was a big zeroid. So that means that technically... No, you know what? When everyone craps out, I'm going to give the board to Jiffy Pop because it's the mercy.
Because I suck. Okay. Weird diseases for 5.
All right. The disease porphyria has been linked to which mythical creature? Werewolf? Zombie, Mothman, or vampire?
Cumberbatch.
Go for it.
Vampire.
Vampire is correct.
Yes!
God damn it.
It was... Porphyria is an oversensitivity to sunlight. If a person with porphyria goes out in the light, they get big, giant blisters and their skin turns red. Their gums recede, which makes it look like they have fangs. So yeah, that was
I was gonna guess zombies. I knew obviously porphyria had something to do with the skin.
Yep. See, you know what's up.
It's true.
So now that you have 50, so that means you get the 20-point question all to yourself.
Okay.
Here it is, and you're gonna have 5 seconds to answer, because fucking around with you, Miss hogging up the questions.
All right.
What disease did the elephant man have? Watch her hands, other fellow contestants. Arskog syndrome, spinocerebellar ataxia, neurofibromatosis, or elastosis. Perforans serpiginosa.
B.
Wrong. Neurofibromatosis.
Why didn't you let me answer?
Because you don't buzz in on a 20-pointer.
It doesn't matter. She got it wrong.
She just wants to say it. She just wants to say it.
My nephew, unfortunately, has neurofibromatosis.
Oh my gosh. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it that? Like, can they do anything about it now? Because he was at the end of the 19th century.
Not
is
really.
Still not much?
No.
I guess because it's so rare.
It is. You know what? It's a lot less rare than they think it is. It's gotten a lot more notoriety recently, but it affects every child differently, and it gets the most extreme when they hit puberty. And that's when you really find out how bad it's going to be.
Oh, what a shame.
So, yes, my nephew Kyle has it. My sister, it's her firstborn. My sister was a nurse before having Kyle and has devoted her life to taking care of him. And he may never live outside of the home. On his own and all the other stuff, but she does everything she can to support him. She runs in marathons all around the country to support NF, which is the what they call it, NF1. She's actually the top supporter for NF1 in North Carolina. The charities that she's worked with and started and so on have been the top supporter in North Carolina. So the Valentine's Day race, you guys have ever seen this where they run in their underwear on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
That's for NF.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, tell you what, Britt.
Yeah.
That is now the official charity for all of Superficial Gallery and 23 Industries, and if there is a GoFundMe or anything like that, I'll make sure that it is always linked on every site that we have, we will make sure that it is an official sponsor of everything we do from now until the end of time.
Definitely. Yay. Who doesn't love an undie run?
Right?
Right.
Right?
Right up our alley. I mean, come on.
It's perfect.
And even though
we're not the original supporters of the Undie Run, like,
I know. Why aren't we the founders?
Even though you just told us that heartbreaking story of what your nephew and your sister have to deal with, Jiffy Pop is still the most miserable person on this show because she ain't got a fucking point to her name. So she gets to pick.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I could throw her some points, I feel.
Yeah, I know.
No, can you please? All right. Subject matter experts for 10.
Subject matter experts for 10. All right. So this person professed to have intimate knowledge of Area 51 by claiming that they worked there. A, Gus Letourneau. Oh,
Jesus.
B, Nicole DeSanto. C, Bob Lazar, or D, Janet DeVoe.
Cumberbatch.
Damn.
Go.
It.
C.
Bob Lazar did gain notoriety in the 1980s by having a lot of what seemed to be intimate knowledge of Area 51 that nobody else could have known, including, you know, official onboarding papers and stuff like that. It was later somewhat discredited, but with everything like that, it kind of goes back and forth a little bit. So that is a little bit more of Jiffy Pop's dreams being fucked in the ass, and then a little bit more of Cumberbatch just showing why she should be doing a lot more topic writing instead of just complaining about shit.
That's true.
All right, again there, Cumberbatch.
God damn
it. She's got somebody that beside there on the Google looking everything up.
No, right. Where? They left the room. Is doing.
Put your fingers in your nostrils.
What the dog is doing. Trained her. All right, killers for 5.
Killers for 5. All right. And hopefully this will be an easy one. This killer was an aspiring musician who might never have started a cult if his music career had taken off. A, John Wayne Gacy. B, Charles Manson.
Booby butt! The booby butt!
Britt?
Manson.
You are 100% correct. Charles Manson was a musician. And Charles Manson did actually, no joke, meet and play music for the Beach Boys at one point.
Oh my God, that's incredibly disturbing.
So, interestingly enough, there's another podcast called You Must Remember This, that is all about the first 100 years of Hollywood history. And they have like a 3-parter on Charles Manson. It's insane. It is so insane. Like, Jack Nicholson was like around during the Manson years and stuff.
Right.
Like, all the circles that Manson ran in is just, it'll blow your mind.
Well, the only reason I knew that was because they recently just had I've seen a lot about Charles Manson. I mean, who hasn't, if you've, you know, watched 2020 or Dateline or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they program on about Charles Manson, and I was like, what the hell is this? Like, isn't he fucking dead already? And it went like all this personal shit of him about the music, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
The only reason I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one of my earliest memories of a scary thing I saw on TV was I'm so young, I can't remember what it was. I think it was like kind of like a dramatized version of some part of the Manson story. Mm-hmm. And I was like really little. And I just remember being like so completely fucking freaked out by it. And my mom was like, oh my God, you shouldn't have watched that. Like, sorry. And it was like this horrible traumatic incident for me.
And now, and you have the board.
Oh,
so look at you. Now you're up to 25.
Okay. All right. Where are we at here with
There is not you a should ton go, left.
Okay. You should subject go for killers. You should go for killers.
Okay, let's go for killers for five again.
All right, killers for five.
Yeah.
Which of these killers had no sexual element of their crimes? A, Ted Bundy. B, the Zodiac Killer. C, Jeffrey Dahmer. Or D, David Berkowitz.
Booby butt.
Go for it.
B.
The Zodiac Killer. You are 100% correct.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
That you own the killers category. You are now at 35 points. And if you get the 20-pointer correct, you're going to be in the lead, and Cumberbatch's going to be wondering how everything went so wrong.
No. What about Jiffy Pop?
It's all for you.
Yes.
Dude, Damien, it's all for you.
Oh, God.
Police found a belt made out of what in Ed Gein's home?
Oh.
A, nipples. B, hair. C, skin. Or D, fingers.
C, skin.
Fuck. Jiffy pop. Oh, can't do it. I can't do it.
No, you can't.
Damn it.
Including a decorative box full of eight vaginas, they also found a belt made completely out of female nipples. Now, Ed Gein only killed one person. The rest of the stuff he got from female corpses that he dug up. He also, as a little special added fun bonus, made himself a woman suit and would put it on and dance around his house at night because his mother had always wanted a girl and he never really got better from that.
I remembered that part of it. I didn't know about the nipples part.
Wait, am I an idiot? Is this like what the Silence of the Lambs thing is based on?
Yes, Buffalo Bill is based in large part on it.
I didn't know that. Okay.
All right, so now we are getting close to the end of the game. And just so you know, I'm looking at Unsolved Mysteries. The 20-point question is open for...
Jiffy Pop?
For Jiffy Pop, because nobody got it.
Oh, so I could try to get the 20
You could try to get it and be a little respectable.
But it's not my turn.
It is your turn.
It is my turn. Oh, because she didn't get it, right? Oh, nobody got it. Okay, I'm going to try it. 20-point Unsolved Mysteries. Don't worry. Don't worry, guys. I won't get it. Don't worry.
We're not. It's cool. No, I'm just kidding.
So, I think you can do it.
You can do it. You can do it.
I'm excited. Here is your question.
Panda, lay down.
Panda, lay down. Okay.
This video game was released in Portland, Oregon in 1982 and pulled from the market after 2 weeks. Or it never existed. Nobody knows. And it either was or wasn't called A, Zaxxon, B, Garlax, C, Polybius, or D, Wingo.
B.
You got to say...
Booby Batch.
Jiffy Pop. B.
It was not D. Wingo is out. Booby Batch is out. Jiffy Pop, what did you say?
B as in boy.
B as in boy, Garlax. That is not correct.
Oh,
Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch?
A.
A, Zaxxon was an actual video game. The one that we were talking about, and I'm sorry, it was 1981, not 1983. It was supposedly called Polybius. There were people that could describe the game and how it was played. There were people that said that it caused epileptic seizures, but nobody can ever find it. They cannot find the company that supposedly created it. And there is no copy of the game that exists to this day. It's along the lines of those people that think there was a movie in the 90s called Shazam starring right. Sinbad, even though right. there wasn't. And it's that Baron's. And that see, and that Berenstain Bears was spelled Berenstein.
Yes, it was.
It was not.
Right.
Was, no. That is
totally was.
Yes, it so, was.
Polybius is in that family of unsolved mysteries. So,
guys, Benev and Christy are from an alternate universe. We just found out.
That is 100% correct, and we should be very afraid.
I am.
So now, you can just. Keep swinging for the fences there, Jiffy Pop.
Okay.
Dare to dream, gal.
Oh, wait. What's going on with the killer's 20.1? Nobody got that? So that's a zero now?
Yeah, that's a zero.
Okay. So what have I got left? I've got 2 5-pointers.
You got and two subject matters. Actually, no. You could still run the table on subject matter.
Okay. I'm going to take a 5-point subject matter experts.
All right. These demonologists are among the most famous and documented in all of Ghostville.
Cumberbatch.
Jesus.
Go ahead.
Ed and Lorraine Warren.
You are correct.
I actually almost even know that. That's the closest I would get to actually getting a question if I got to hear the choices, Cumberbatch.
They investigated.
Cumbersnatch.
Nice. They investigated the Enfield poltergeist, which is one of the other choices were Jeff and Jane Goodall, Randall and Patricia Schenck, and Donald and Marla Borland. I say that only because I felt really proud of myself for making up realistic sounding names.
You totally did. Good. They also,
the monkey.
Yeah, they were the chimp.
The gorilla people. Yeah.
Usually, when I make up names, it's like Tyrone Shoes or.
The Warrens also investigated the Amityville horror thing, but they're. Like, even for somebody like me that loves ghosts and paranormal stuff, they're pretty full of shit.
All of the Conjurings are about.
I was going to say those fucking.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just tell you real quick. You know, you guys know I'm a baby and I don't like scary movies. But for some reason, one time I was like home on a sick day or something and that Conjuring movie was on and I just started watching it. And as I'm doing it, I'm like, why am I watching this? I don't fucking like this. And I watched it like a half hour of it and then I just wanted to kill myself because I was so fucking terrified. And I was like, why am I as I'm watching it, I'm saying out loud, why am I watching this? And
something
so scary is happening. And I'm like, why am I doing this? And I finally just like turned the TV off because I was like, I don't understand what I'm doing to myself. It was awful. It was the
And
first.
Then you're like, open
your mouth. Yeah. Pretty much.
I did something similar with Pet Sematary when I was home alone at night.
Oh, God.
And I am like,
died in a chair.
Oh.
It's my favorite.
I'm the same way. I'm a big baby. I can't watch scary movies at all. I love all this stuff.
I love scary movies.
Benev, you and I will have this scary movie time while those two fucking sis out and watch the Berenstain Bears.
We'll go in the next room and make necklaces or something.
Yeah.
You guys can craft.
Like, the movie was Benev.
Yeah.
And watch the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. So now you're up, Cumberbatch. This is your big chance to ruin the game for everybody and wipe out subject matter experts.
Okay, subject matter experts for 5.
For 5? Okay. If it has to do with UFOs, this guy probably knows the most about it. A, Stanton Friedman. B, Bill Cooper. C, Marvin Coletto. Or D, Lou Foote. Open to anyone.
Cumberbatch?
Go for it.
Bill Cooper?
Wrong.
Yeah. That was a shot in the dark.
You're not losing points.
Jiffy Pop. Jiffy Pop.
Go for it.
Lou Foote.
Incorrect. Damn it.
Of course.
What's left?
Stanton Friedman or Marvin Coletto?
Marvin Coletto.
Incorrect.
It was Stanton Friedman.
Jesus.
I haven't even heard of him.
I haven't heard of a single thing this entire episode.
I was like,
if when you see the picture of the guy, when you see a picture of Stanton Friedman, you'll be like, oh, I've seen him a billion times.
Yeah.
All right. So now it's Jiffy Pop. You're up. There is no subject matter expert for subject matter experts, which means that you could go for the 20-point question if you want.
Isn't there still a 10 or no?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because nobody can get.
I'll go for the 20 then.
All right.
Why not?
And anyone can buzz in. This psychic bombed on Johnny Carson after Johnny was tipped off about the tricks ahead of time.
Oh, that's kind of uncool.
Ami Zucker. B. Uri Geller. C. Bo Lamkin, or D, Paul McPhail?
Cumberbatch.
Go for it.
Uri Geller?
That is correct. It was.
Oh, my God! I was actually going to guess that! Motherfucker!
I knew it wasn't McPhail. Nice.
I know. That sounds like a total made up.
Yeah.
Uri Geller was a world famous psychic spoon bending guy, could guess all of these things and everything like that. And Johnny Carson, who had done magic early in his career,
was not
a fan of people getting on there trying to trick him. So when Geller would say, I need such and such and such and such and such and such, Johnny would be like, yeah, I'll give you the equivalent. I'm not going to give you
exactly
the stuff you said. Oh no, put my things on here.
Yeah.
So that night, Uri had to say, oh, it doesn't seem like the psychic powers are with me. So that brings us to the last question on the board. It is open to everybody, and I'm really, really hoping that Jiffy Pop gets it because I wanted to feel like she's in it and that she actually likes this show. And what
I do! It's still fun. I just suck. I don't know.
No, I mean strangeful things. I mean the whole...
I do, but I do like it.
But she's to send her research material.
See, here's the thing.
She's our house skeptic.
Yeah, that's right, true.
Exactly.
That's true. The hard part about this one is that these are all actual facts. All right, now.
Oh, no.
Okay.
This ex-magician has been offering $1 million to anyone who can prove to him they are psychic for more than 40 years. A, the amazing Kreskin. B, the amazing Randy. C, the amazing Martin. D, the amazing Baloo.
Jiffy Pop.
Go.
The amazing Randy?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yay! Woo! That was a total guess, but I have heard of that. I just didn't know the person's name. Yeah, I've heard of that offer.
He was a magician, and he got pissed. And, much like Houdini did. Houdini hated fake psychics and you know, spiritualists that would build people out of their money. And Randy has had the $1 million prize out there for anyone that can prove to him, under his conditions, that they're psychic.
Right.
And... it was actually the amazing Randy who tipped Johnny Carson off about what Uri Geller was going to do. That's how Johnny knew. So,
nice.
And that is that.
Guys, so, I got 10 points.
You got 10 points. And nobody, but nobody is going to take those points away from you, gal.
They're mine forever.
That's right. So let's see. 10, 20... 30 points, 10, 20. There was another booby butt in there somewhere, right?
Yeah, there was. I was
down at the 30. Bottom.
I haven't moved from 35, but I know
No, you have 45, I think. You know what? Whatever. Cumberbatch won, but it was close.
She's got like 70. I don't know how many points are total, but she's got like a lot.
Yeah, I have more than 50.
Yeah, whatever. You know what? That means your share of nothing has increased.
Yes.
Congratulations.
But now I guess that means that you can just boss Jen around all you want. So I guess maybe it will be Jen that's doing the extensive editing of this episode.
No, it will not. No, it will
not. So sweet. Everybody that listened, I hope you enjoyed it. This will be how we play. I mean, I'm sure we'll have some tweaks. Hopefully around this is episode 2. So let's say episode 12 is going to be the live video broadcast of this game. And hopefully we can get some of the other Fel companions in on it so that there's more contestants.
Yeah. Then have to have more categories.
Mm-hmm. And episode 22 will 100% beyond a shadow of a doubt be fans. We might have to have a way, like we may have to do a drawing depending on how, you know, much feedback we get or how many people want to be in it. But, it's going to essentially go just like this, but all the questions are going to come from past episodes of Strangeful Things, and some of them will be about the jokes. So if you don't know who Chesterfield is, you might be fucked.
Yes.
That's right. And we're not making a clip show for you. We're not making a clip show to explain it. You're going to have to find Chesterfield.
What was the one guy in the woods who thought he heard a Bigfoot humping?
Oh, Mortimer Gladstone.
Yes, Mortimer! I want that to be my name next time.
And we're not gonna say anything more specific than this, but some of the stories we're discussing are actually from Waiting for the Train. Before Strangeful Things existed. So think on that.
Which show are we on now?
We're on Strangeful Things.
So I thought he said we're on episode 2, and I was like...
Of season 2! It's season 2!
Of season 2.
Well, see, I don't even know.
We're on episode 2. B-Nev's lost in the sauce now.
She's lost. Going from season to season.
Yeah, you missed the whole thing.
I did.
Yeah, you really took the hiatus seriously.
I'm just saying.
So
you did better than Jiffy Pop.
Yeah, you did better than Jiffy Pop. For Christ's sake.
She
did better than Jiffy Pop, and she broke and repaired a teddy bear during the show.
major surgery.
I know.
That's right.
Right here during the episode.
That's no joke,
buddy. She cried, she pooped, she recovered. Surgeried.
Yep.
Tried. I don't know. Whatever.
That's you know what? That's no joke.
I drank wine. I ate pizza.
I had pizza and wine.
Nice. I had high
fives and nothing else because I didn't get home until 10 minutes of 8.
Oh, Acadia, that's not how you do it.
Yeah, well, according to my brain, that's how you do it right now. So you didn't have to listen to me, Salami.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna go take my pill now.
Salami is delicious.
So everybody, this was the Strangeful Things game show. We love you very much. Please go to patreon.com/Acadia so that I can get somebody to help me with the questions and to figure out which spreadsheet is which. Thank you to the fellow companions, Jen and Christy and Britt, at Jen Martinelli, at Strangeful Pod. At her house. You can find me at Acadia, and Britt won't talk to you anyway, so don't try it. You can also go to the Facebook pages for Superficial Gallery or for Strangeful Things, and you know what? That's enough. You've done enough for this week. Go to iTunes and
you can hear me up on the intro.
Yep. That honestly, the best thing you could do for us, other than give us a bunch of money, is go to iTunes and give us a positive review, because that will put us in front of more people so that it's on us if we fuck it up. If nobody hears us, we can't help it. If they hear us and hate us, that's on us.
That's our problem.
We just want a chance. Just get us in the game, folks. Aww.
Give peace a chance. Isn't that a song?
Yes, it is.
We are saying.
Bluebud is the best name you've ever had.
Yes.
Good night, okay. Folks.
Good night, folks.
Good night.